Welcome to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here for the next hour. Make sure you stay tuned in the next half hour. I'll be doing your news across Indian country, letting you know what's going on. And we'll get started with some music. It's a great Sunday, but hold on, just let me, I didn't play this right at the beginning, so hold on. Just give me 30 seconds real quick.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
All right. We got that taken care of. I was not expecting the end of the program to go so quickly. Didn't have all my stuff set up. Sorry about that. All right, we'll get started with some music. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. We're going to start off with some Jim Pepper.
Eddie Bellahay, Bo Shungi.
Did you know that you can donate that unwanted car, boat, truck, or motorcycle to KKFI and get a tax deduction for your donation? Find out more by calling 866-628-2277.
right. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFY, Kansas City Community Radio. Excuse me. Sorry. All right. Well, I'm playing some Southern Scratch music. This is from the Tohono O'odham Nation down in Southern Arizona. And they kind of mix this with different types of instruments. People really didn't think about is Native American, but it's kind of like a mix of polka and Spanish type songs, cumbias. So and they mixed it with their own style as well, and so that's what we call Southern Scratch. And they usually have a lot of these Southern Scratch dances all over the reservations in Arizona. I used to go to a few of them. I know a lot of people from the area. We used to go and hang out, and they'd be out all night dancing. So these are really, really nice type songs. And again, this is kind of a mix of Hispanic flavor, as well as you have like a polka flavor. I don't even know how the polka got introduced to this, but we used to joke around like we were the only natives who knew how to polka. So yeah, it's like I learned how to do this a long time ago. And so it's a really interesting sound for those of you guys who aren't or have never heard of it. This one is called La Cumbia Cumbia, and this was by, I believe, the Joaquin Brothers. And they used to have a big band that used to go traveling around. It was re-released by Canyon Records. So hope you guys enjoy this style of Southern Scratch.
Black Hills. Holy words. Black Hills are where we came out of the earth, where our ancestors are buried, where we go for sacred ceremony. They're the birthplace of the Lakota people. Now, the white man, he wants us to take $100 million for our Black Hills. But $100 billion wouldn't be enough. Not even $400 billion. That wouldn't even pay for the damages you've done. You can never pay us for what you've stolen and for what you've destroyed. You can never pay us for all the eagles you've killed, for all the buffalo, all the wild game, no. And you can never, never pay us for all the Indians you killed. Well, let me tell you something. Black Hills are not for sale. What if we offered you $100 million for the Vatican? Or for Jerusalem? White man thinks he can buy everything. He thinks money can buy our Black Hills. Well, he's wrong again, because God gave us those hills, and they're holy, and he can't have them. You think it's an accident that the white man drove us back into these hills and badlands, only to find that this land was rich with gold and copper and coal and uranium? Now you want the uranium. But you can't have it. We are the guardians of the uranium of Grandmother Earth. You can't have it. You'll only use it to destroy God's world. I asked one of your congressmen where the United States was to get all the money that your own Supreme Court says you owe us for stealing the Black Hills. He said, "Why, we'll get it from the U.S. Treasury." And I had a laugh. I told him, "And where did your Treasury get that money? I'll tell you where they got it. You stole it from us. That's where you got it. That's not your money. That's Indian money. You stole our hills, our resources, then you put the profits in your treasury. And now you're going to take a little bit of that money, the money you stole, and give it back to us as full payment, a little bit of it. You're going to pay us with our own money? You must think we're crazy, but we're not. We want our hills back. You white man, you've taken everything, and you've given us nothing. But worst of all, you've never thanked us. Well, you've got to change your ways. I don't have to change my ways. You're the ones I have to change. I live by God's power, and I do what He wants me to do. We Indians, we lived a good life, a happy life, until you came here and made it miserable. Who gave you the right to do that? You killed our people. You stole our land. But God gave us this land. You can't take it away. Well, let me tell you something. I prophesy many things that come to pass. God is going to put a judgment on the world. He's mad. I'm sorry it's going to happen. He's not going to destroy the whole world. But every living thing will perish. And it'll be maybe another million years before a new life begins again, all because of white man's wickedness. Grandmother Earth, she'll be alone. She's going to rest a while. And you're going to fall. You're going to fall hard. You're going to be crying and you're going to be wailing. You'll realize you can't get away with destroying God's world. Don't think you can get away with it. God's going to wipe the wickedness from the earth. You can see His signs out on the West Coast. Mount St. Helens volcano, that's a sign. And there's going to be earthquakes. Maybe half of California and half of Washington and Oregon will go into the water. And the same thing in the east. And down in the south, you're going to have volcanoes and earthquakes and hurricanes. It's God giving signs to the white man, punishing him for not paying his debt to the Indian people, for destroying the land with his greed. And it will get worse and worse until you pay what you owe us, what you promised us, until you give us what is already ours. You white people, you're going to learn most important lesson. You're going to learn that God is the most important thing there is. We Indians aren't afraid to die. We've got a place to go. A better place, so we don't care. We're ready. We just want you white people to know. Maybe you can change. Maybe you can stop what's coming. There's not much time. It's gonna happen. Take it from me. Tell him. I, Noble Red Man, said so.
If you have a car, boat, or truck you no longer need, you can donate it to KKFI, which helps your favorite radio station and gets you a tax deduction. Call Bill at 816-994-7869.
All right, you're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here for the next half hour, and then we're going to have Sunset Reggae coming up after Native Spirit. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And I'll be doing your news across Indian country, letting you know what's going on out there. And we had a lot of, things happening, updates, and whatnot. So, of course, you heard about the Affordable Health Care Act, and the only two enrolled tribal citizens serving in Congress are celebrating with fellow Republicans after a bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act cleared the House in a close vote. That was Representative Tom Cole, a Republican from Oklahoma, and he is a citizen of the Chickasaw Nation. And Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican from Oklahoma and a citizen of the Cherokee Nation, were among the 217 Republicans who supported H.R. 1628 in the American Health Care Act. The bill passed by just four votes this past Thursday afternoon. No Democrats supported it. It's painfully obvious that the Affordable Care Act is not working, Cole said in a press release. Premiums have risen through the roof, patient choices have dwindled, and taxes and penalties have increased dramatically. While the legislation we passed today isn't a perfect solution, it will increase choices, reduce costs, and give consumers greater flexibility. The American Health Care Act takes health care out of the hands of Washington, D.C. bureaucrats and puts it back where it belongs, in the hands of patients, Mullen said in a press release. Cole and Mullen voted to repeal that act, most known as Obamacare. Of course, it's the official name is the Affordable Care Act. So they're hoping together to, we'll see what happens in the Senate. This will go on to the Senate for a vote, but who knows what will happen. I don't know. We shall see. It's just kind of craziness going on. All right. Well, the Resisting Environmental Destruction on Indigenous Lands, or RE-DOIL, has joined a lawsuit that seeks to prevent the Trump administration from opening the Arctic Ocean to oil and gas development. The Alaska Native organization celebrated when former President Barack Obama banned offshore drilling of more than 100 million acres in the Arctic. But President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Friday that threatens areas used for fishing, whaling, and other subsistence activities. According to the lawsuit, quote, Trump's executive order could open up more than 120 million acres of ocean territory to oil and gas industry, affecting 98% of federal Arctic Ocean waters and 31 biologically rich deep water canyons in the Atlantic Ocean. RE-DOIL and other groups had said in a joint statement this past Wednesday, offshore drilling in this undeveloped region threatens to harm irreplaceable wildlife, sensitive marine ecosystems, coastal residents, and the businesses that depend on them, and our global climate. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Alaska. President Trump and Secretary Ryan Zinke, the new leader of the Department of Interior, are named as defendants. So we will see what happens with this. All right. And then another, now this is just just one after the other. This one's in regards to bear ears, when we talked about last week. Controversial national monument is turning out to be a major test for the new leader of the Department of Interior, who has repeatedly vowed to respect tribal sovereignty. Secretary Ryan Zinke is headed to Utah next week to learn more about Bear Ears National Monument, but the tribes that were instrumental in its creation say he has ignored their repeated calls for a meeting. It's not like he can't find us, Chairman Sean Chapuis of the Ute Tribe said at a press conference in Washington, D.C. this past Wednesday. In fact, dozens of tribal leaders are in the nation's capital for the National Tribal Energy Summit. Chapuis was there as Zinke delivered the keynote on Tuesday, but so far there's only been silence from the new secretary when it comes to bear ears. I'm not going to request, I'm going to demand that he honor his obligation to us, the tribal leaders, Chapuis said. We intend to litigate this to the fullest. We hope we don't have to go down that route. The Utes are part of the Bear Ears Intertribal Coalition, whose efforts convinced former President Barack Obama to establish 1.35 million acre monument. The designation protects ancestral villages, sacred places, and countless archaeological sites in southeastern Utah. But as tribal leaders wait for Zinke to engage them on a government-to-government basis, non-Indian politicians who oppose the monument have been treated differently. They've already been granted meetings with the secretary, and some were even present when President Donald Trump signed an executive order that set in motion the unprecedented review of Bear Ears. Quote, Secretary Zinke is the secretary for all tribal nations, not counties and states, but he met with the Utah delegation and San Juan County officials, and he has yet to meet with us, says David Philfred, who represents the Navajo Nation communities in Utah as a delegate to the Navajo Nation Council. Trump's executive order gives Zinke 45 days to talk to tribes, states, and other affected stakeholders in Utah about the monument. He is expected to be in the state for at least 2 days next week as part of that process. But just what happens after Zinke makes his recommendations is a big unknown. The department has already cautioned that Trump's order on its own does not affect the designation of the monument. And while the Antiquities Act authorizes a president to create national monuments out of federal lands, the century-old law does not appear to grant Trump the power to rescind one. Tribal leaders indicate they are willing to consider litigation at some point in the future, but they are hoping it does not go that far. So, interesting situation going on with Bear Ears. And one reason they want to make sure they protect it, because there was looting on sites within the Bear Ears Monument. So they're worried opening that up to motorized vehicles and human traffic campers that it might make it worse. So that's part of the reason they're trying to do that. All right. And then I guess I didn't realize I had so much crazy stories here. What about this past week, the nation's largest tribal advocacy group is condemning President Donald Trump for rehashing an anti-Indian slur. Trump described Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat of Massachusetts, as Pocahontas during an address to the National Rifle Association on Friday. Members of the group, which was meeting in Atlanta, Georgia, laughed and applauded. Quote, I have a feeling that in the next election you're going to be swamped with candidates, but you're not going to be wasting your time, Trump said on his 99th day in office. According to the transcript, quote, you'll have plenty of those Democrats coming over and you're going to say, no, sir, no, thank you, no, ma'am, perhaps, ma'am, it may be Pocahontas, remember that, unquote. She's not a big NRA, and that I can tell you, Trump said in reference to Warren. Trump frequently used Pocahontas as an insult during the presidential campaign last year, an attempt to deride Warren's claims of Indian ancestry. But now that he's leading the country, tribal advocates are expecting better. Quote, with the election long over, we hope that President Trump would refrain from using this name as a pejorative term and other such terms that insult Native people and degrade their cultures in order to score political points, National Congress of American Indians President Brian Kladusby said in a press release this past week. We hope that this was a momentary slip-up and that is not indicative of how this administration intends to treat and work with Indian country moving forward, Clues be added. Yet Trump is no stranger to insults and stereotypes. During the 1990s, when his casino enterprise was facing competition from Indian country, he questioned the legitimacy of tribes. He tried to undermine their sovereignty right to engage in gaming and attempted to link their activities to crime and drugs despite lacking any evidence. Quote, "When you go up to Connecticut and you look," Trump told Congress in 1993 in one famous incident, specifically referring to the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation, "now they don't look like Indians to me." Trump hasn't changed his style much since taking office January 20th. He lashes out at critics, Republicans, Democrats, and foreign leaders alike in harsh tones, typically through misses on Twitter. NCAI is a bipartisan organization that works equitably with both sides of the political aisle. And it is not our common practice to comment on the partisan name-calling that has come to dominate American politics, said Jacqueline Peta, the organization's executive director. But we cannot and will not stand silent when our native ancestors, cultures, and histories are used in a derogatory manner for political gain. The Pamunkey tribe, the most recent to gain federal recognition, traces descent from Pocahontas. She is credited with ensuring the success of Jamestown, the first permanent English settlement in present-day Virginia. All right. Well, I will end in a positive story here. This is a really nice little story I found today. It was called Love on the Run, A Couple to Wed During the Vancouver Marathon, and this was out of Vancouver, Canada. Two runners will start the BMO Vancouver Marathon today, Sunday, as an engaged couple. But by the time they cross the finish line, they will be married. Along the way, Anthony Johnson and Jane McCaucus will stand tall as gay Aboriginal role models in a public display of commitment and love. And imagine most runners are satisfied with a personal best time. Johnson and McCaucus, 31 and 35, will say their vows under a hand-sewn poplar arch near the lofty diamond ring sculpture in English Bay, wearing matching tuxedo jackets over shorts and sneakers in company of their closest relatives and thousands of marathoners. McCaucus stated, "We are romantics. We are also role modeling for people of our nations and other communities." For the wedding, both their mothers will lay down a carpet of cedar in an expression of unification. Like flower roses, also drop petals along the pathway. Johnson's sister will sing traditional songs in several indigenous languages. And McCaucus's father will smudge the grooms. Once they're married, the men will run the remaining 10 kilometers around Stanley Park with gilded partnership and wedding bands. So, that's really a nice story, and so there. That was this morning. I haven't seen an update to this, but it was a very positive story, and congratulations to them and keeping up with their health. All right. That is all your news across Indian country, and we will get back into the music. You've been listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM. KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And I'm Rhonda, your host here. And we'll get back into some music with Estunba.
Sometimes this life is a struggle. It seems unfair. Got no money, people are against you. Can't make your relationship work. Can't seem to find your purpose in life. This is dedicated to you. No, the beat ain't coming in right here. You need to crawl out that darkness. You need to make things happen for yourself. Cause nobody else is gonna do it for you.
Ayo, you're buying this week. I'm a high in the heat. I'm liking this beat. Super, make the cipher complete. I kick a freestyle to make you smile, white your teeth. And all my neighbors saying that he's nice in the streets. But they don't know, every day I'm fighting a beast. And sometimes I lose just trying to reach the listener, the prisoner, the one lying to cheat. But still, I bring the funk like a bicycle seat.
I can't wait till I got no more bills to pay. And I know I shouldn't feel this way. Lord, give me patience today. I know it's hard, but still I pray. Every day is a muscle just to make ends meet. You, I'm struggling. You might catch me juggling. No busting this fancy rough. You know what I
Everybody just raise them. Now take your hands at your pockets and raise them. Your kids up at your grandma's and raise them. Take a look at your standards and raise them. Everybody just raise them. Raise them, raise them, raise them, raise them, raise them, raise them.
All right, that was Superman with Raise the I hope you guys enjoyed that. And then we had a Stunba Also before that, it's about my time to be getting out of here, and Sunset Reggae will be coming up for you next, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Everybody have a wonderful week, and I will see you again next Sunday. I'll be leaving you off with some Native American church music.
Yeah, hey, hey, we all, I, oh, we all. Yeah.